Well, there is growing controversy about the value of mammograms, mammographic screening of breast cancer. Critics say that there's a lot of overdiagnosis, which may in turn lead to overtreatment. It's a huge issue for women, and a study just published has found that the form of early breast cancer often discovered at mammography isn't what the experts think, and has clarified what treatment women should have if it's found. Dr. Norman Swan is with us. He's got the story. What are we talking about here, Norman?
We're talking about a condition called ductal carcinoma in situ, DCIS. And the holy grail in cancer screening is to find the tumour early and pluck it out before it spread. It becomes a malignant tumour. So that's the rationale behind bowel cancer screening. There's no doubt that bowel cancer screening is a... And what's turning out is that each cancer is very different. So, but the model has been, say, bowel cancer. You have a benign polyp in your bowel, which turns malignant over a period of time. And if you find that polyp, you know, through fecal occult blood screening when you're over 50, if you find blood and you have a colonoscopy and they find that and they pluck it out, you've prevented a cancer developing. So an entirely preventable cancer.
Same with risky moles, the ones that aren't malignant but could be.
But that's right, these transitional moles that you can get. Absolutely. So there's this thought that there are these transitional cancers. However, in ovarian cancer and breast cancer, it's been more controversial. And so when they started doing mammography, they discovered this, they'd known about it, but they discovered that what they were diagnosing when they actually looked at healthy women's breasts in mammographic screening is they found that there was this tiny group of cells in the ducts that take the milk to the nipple, that hadn't spread out of there. So they thought, aha, this is the polyp, if you like. It's not a polyp, but you know what I'm saying. This is the equivalent of the polyp in bowel cancer, and it spreads. And we've got to whip it out because it could turn into cancer.
And getting a mole removed, getting a polyp removed from your colon, altogether a different experience from getting a breast removed.
Correct. And in fact, that's the problem, because they discovered this condition. So they did mammography, they found DCIS and didn't know how to treat it. And there's been a wide variation in treatment of DCIS, and they haven't really known what's called the natural history of DCIS. What happens to women who actually have it, and what effect of the treatment? So some women have had a mastectomy. Some women have had just the lump out, the little lump out. Some women have had the lump out plus radiotherapy. So this research followed these women through. Now, there's a condition called invasive breast cancer. That's when the cells have broken out of the duct. What they found, first of all, was that ductal carcinoma in situ is probably not the equivalent of the polyp. It's probably a cancer in its own right. And many of the women who went on to actually develop spread of their breast cancer and eventually die of their breast cancer, they never had invasive breast cancer. It actually spread from the duct itself. So on the one side, this is a potentially sinister condition, DCIS. But on the other side, it's a tiny little tumour, and in most women doesn't do anything. So you've got kind of these two edges of the sword here. And there is an increased death rate in women with DCIS, but it's not huge. And what turns out also from this study is that simple lumpectomy, removing the DCIS itself, is all you need to do. Women who had the DCIS removed versus women with radiotherapy versus the total breast removal, they all did as well when the measure was, you know, the risk of dying of breast cancer, which is what counts for many women. So the bottom line here is the message about screening is women have to know that they go into screening with the potential for overdiagnosis. Many of these DCISs go nowhere. They don't do anything. Some do. But if it's found, a small operation to fix it is the right treatment, according to this study.
What is that operation?
It's just called lumpectomy.
Lumpectomy,
it's okay. Literally removal of that tiny little
lump. A day procedure.
I'm not sure it's day procedure, but certainly you're not in hospital very long at all.
Yes, yes. So the message is certainly keep having mammograms.
Keep having mammograms in the knowledge that you might be overdiagnosed. In other words, it's a bit like prostate cancer screening. Mm. Almost every same as bowel cancer, every cancer screening has an overdiagnosis rate.
That is, people die with it rather than from it.
That's right. And it never goes anywhere. And so the good news here for women is, If you do decide to go and have screening and they find this DCIS, just simply a small operation to remove it is all that needs to happen.
And is that flowing through to the practitioners?
Oh, that's a very good question.
Maybe we'll
catch
up again.
You need a sledgehammer for that sometimes.
Really? They say science progresses one funeral at a time.
Correct.
Except in your case.
Well, I haven't had my funeral yet, so...
No. It'll be a big one. RN Breakfast. Okay. And many years from now. I'll enjoy it. Yeah, yeah. Decades away. I'm looking at this svelte man right now. It's
the check's in the mail, James.
It bounced. 16 minutes to 9, RN Breakfast. That's Dr. Norman Swan.